from Sanderson Ford out on 51st Avenue. They're open all day. They've got the 65-acre lot completely crammed full of gorgeous Ford vehicles with a nice selection of used vehicles as well. I was talking earlier today, it's like a Mustang garden. They're sprouting up everywhere, and they're all absolutely beautiful. I had a Mustang here I wouldn't love to take home this afternoon. Listen, y'all, I've got a lot of friends that have done a lot of shopping for cars. We're talking about preparation and avoiding nightmares right now. You want to avoid new car shopping nightmares? Just eliminate all the other dealerships and come to Sanderson Ford. Not only the number one Ford dealership in Arizona, but one of the absolutely very top-rated Ford dealerships in the entire country. They have got a Veterans Day shindig going on today. Remember, they're always closed on Sunday. If you're in the mood for shopping, like our listener Darren, who's in there right now buying a new Ford Focus, get over to Sanderson Ford today.
If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
On a Veterans Day weekend, broadcasting live at Sanderson Ford. If you need a little encouragement or rejuvenation of American spirit and patriotism, this is the place to be this Saturday morning. And if you've got a bike, bring it on down. You'll get to go on a ride down to the Capitol and then up to Cave Creek at Harold's, one of our favorite places to get a cheeseburger. And I'm sure they'll have the football game, so if you're scheduling it around not missing the LSU upset of number one Alabama, I'm sure you could catch it on one of the flat screens there. And they've always got – I don't know if Mogollon's still playing there, but they've always got a great live band.
Now, if you like to ride alone, this probably isn't the ride for you. They're expecting like 800-plus motorcycles. You're going to leave Sanderson Ford, head down to Wesley Bowling Capital Center, and then from there head out to Harris. It's going to be a riot. This is a great trip, and it's not too late to bring the bike and sign up now.
On our basic preparedness, we covered most of the points we had on water, but the next three real quick are food. And there's all kinds of options with food, freeze-dried, dehydrated, canning, and keeping heirloom seeds to plant your own garden. Cooking. If you're a backpacker or a camper, you're probably pretty set. There's some neat things that are new, like the BioLite. The Kelly Kettle is one of my favorite new inventions that I've seen. Mountain House Safety Research Manufacturing has some great gas, portable gas. Sun oven, that's something I've actually enjoyed making our bread on. You just put it outside. You don't heat up the inside of the house. Two loaves fit perfectly in it. Set it out, forget about it for about 3.5 hours. And something about the taste of a sun oven is very hard to beat. And Amanda's got this incredible honey wheat recipe for bread that's just amazing.
Can I put
amazing.
In an order?
Yeah. And then open flame. Don't undermine having an extra bag of charcoal. Or a cord of wood for an open flame cooking, Dutch oven cooking, and the Lodge. If you have Lodge is probably the premier manufacturer in cast iron cooking equipment. So that was a brief cover of those three because, I'm not even going to get to power supply. We've got a special guest, Judy Kioski, who's joining us today from the Arizona Division of Emergency Management. I got that all right?
You did.
Can I take a breath? That was the title.
Yeah. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, and tell us about the Arizona Division of Emergency Management.
Well, it's the state agency that kind of looks, we're talking about what people need to be prepared, but there is a special state agency, and that's what we do 24/7 is look at what the state needs to do to be prepared. In fact, this week we had our annual statewide exercise. It involved more than 240 agencies statewide. Just looking at what we need to do for this particular scenario was a statewide power outage. What would we do? We have road closure, the electricity's out. So it was simulated. The public was not impacted. But this is behind the scenes talking about what needs to be done. There's critical infrastructure that could be damaged. If you turn on that water faucet and you're not getting water or you can't flush that toilet, that's a problem. If you can't get, if you can't get gas to get to a store or something, that's a problem. So those are the kind of things that we were discussing during the exercise.
And what do you think? Are we a long way to go? 1 to 10, pretty close there as a state? How do we look?
As a state, we are prepared. You know, one of the probably the best thing that we have is our mutual aid. So folks are going to come within the state to help each other. You know, if one county's impacted, another county's going to help. But also the we have a state-to-state mutual aid compact, so other states can bring resources. One of the specific things that we did was we had a FEMA here and help us. Now, you know, FEMA does help after a disaster occurs, but we very rarely need them while we have an emergency going on within the state. So this was a great opportunity to work that partnership during a sort of unfolding event. So, for instance, they can bring to the table truckloads of water, which is great. But how are we going to get them around the state? You know, we need to know how we would make that happen. So even coming up with that distribution plan is a big part of making sure that we can get stuff in the hands of people that need it, whether it's food or it's water.
And what message is it important for the public to know and understand if they wake up and there is that power outage?
Well,
what's the reaction?
So, you know, we want to encourage people to take the steps so they should be prepared for 3 days that they have what they need. They need to have water, they need to have food, all those things that you're talking about. In the meantime, the government's going to be working to look at a long-term plan. If something goes on longer than 3 days, you know, we need to make sure that we can help provide resources to the public and how we get it in their hands.
Well, on the fourth day, don't you just head to the Sky Dome or the Cardinal Stadium or the Sun Devil Stadium or the Wildcat Stadium and gather around campfire, sing Kumbaya and cook s'mores?
Well, we could be doing that. I will tell you, we would have shelters, you know, established shelters. And one of the kind of unique things about this exercise is even though we're in November, the exercise simulated it was in the middle of summer, which we all know would be that terrible time to not have your power or your air conditioning. So we would have to establish cooling centers. And some of the things we learned from, like, Superstorm Sandy is where people are going to go to get, they're going to cool off.
Right.
We're going to get them water and food. We're also going to have charging stations so they can charge their cell phones and get connected to information. So, you know, one thing that we do within our office is look at other disasters that have happened around and just try to learn from that what we can impart into our plans here.
Well, we appreciate your time with us this morning, just talking basic preparedness for Arizona homeowners. Part of being in the American dream of owning a home is, you know, making sure that quality of life is maintained in time of, you know, power outages, or you just closed in avoiding a haboodle.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.